and is its founder. Andrew, perhaps if I can start by asking you, what was that day, July the 7th, like for you, and what kind of reaction did you get from your listeners and from your readers and your contributors?
Well, good evening. First of all, thanks for inviting me on, and I do want to express on behalf of our contributing experts and our readership and all Americans our thoughts and prayers and sympathies with our British cousins, our British family, about the attacks. And we're standing with you as you stood with us through our war on terrorism, through our September 11th.
Well, thanks for that.
You know, it was right at breakfast at my house when news broke. And I was checking, as I sometimes do, and, you know, just waking up with a cup of coffee, checking the news, early news, and the blog. Nobody had posted anything, and all of a sudden there was the news that these attacks had occurred. And I started, it was about 7 o'clock in the morning, Washington time, and I basically stayed with it. You know, the blog, for me, is not a full-time matter. It's really part-time. It's complimentary and supplementary to my government relations consulting business. I went full-time on blog matters for the next 12, 13 hours, made sure all the experts knew it, I think I woke a couple of them up. And our readership took off within the next hour and a half. We reached a new high easily that day as far as number of hits. We stayed up there, not quite at that level as Thursday, but new highs for Saturday and Sunday. I've never had the readership on a Sunday that I had yesterday, and right back at it again today. So what we've done, I changed the mode completely. I posted news stories as they broke on July 7th under a single caption on the blog. I usually put news links on the side. I put it right in the middle where the posts are. And the experts started posting their analysis of who might have done it and what they know about it, what they've heard. And I've continued that mode where I post news stories on London solely in the middle and news links on other events on the side in a today's news box.
Andrew, sorry, can I just to interrupt you there, one of the areas of expertise that you cover on your blog is the financing of terror. And we've had Gordon Brown saying that we need to do more to track down the sources of income for terror organizations. And I believe that's your kind of area of expertise, if you like. Have you been writing and thinking about that as we move on perhaps from the attacks themselves and look at the hunt for the terrorists, for the people who caused these explosions?
Yes, we have. I think our initial thoughts are that, like the Madrid bombings, this was probably done in terms of small amounts. But what we're concerned with is that we've taken down the major sources of terrorist funding in the United States. We don't think we've had the kind of success overseas in pursuing sources of terrorist funding, and it's very difficult to pursue the small sources that funded Madrid petty crime, for instance, drug running. And my guess is it funded the London attacks, that the terrorists, the al-Qaeda offshoots, have learned how to stay underneath the radar. But we're very concerned that there hasn't been enough done in Europe and elsewhere to attack sources of terrorist funding and to pursue major terrorist groups.
Andrew, it's Rod Sharp here in London. Are you of the opinion that this was some kind of foreign, if we can call them that, mastermind, somebody who actually came into the country, did their business and left?
This has the earmarks, and that the prime subject, Nassar, has this earmark of being part of that Moroccan-Algerian-based group, which is linked to al-Zarqawi, as was shown in the arrest in Spain and Germany last month. The Moroccan-Algerian group that planned and executed the Madrid bombings. There is now this rather continuous thread of the al-Zarqawi network spreading to Europe and working with the Moroccans and Algerians. Those Moroccan Algerians go back to, you know, Algerian terrorist groups of the 90s, GSPC and the GIA, and now have carried forward and now part of the loose confederation of al-Qaeda.
Andrew Cochrane, there we must leave it. Thank you very much indeed. Chris, thank you very much for all your work in Los Angeles on our behalf. And let's hope it's quite a week for us all. And Kevin, thank you too.
Thanks, Rod. Good to be back. Good to have you here.
Good to be standing next to you, I must admit. More from us, of course, after the news.